I've been in touch with the Republicans down there, with McCulloch and with Dirksen. I think we're still all right now. If this were to drag on too long, I think there would be problems, but I think we can get it wound up this week.
Can you do something to cover these states that they're talking about, the loophole, and can you do something to let McCulloch and Dirksen and Mansfield offer some amendment that tightens up that
yes.
section and answer their arguments? And can't you say that you agree and you go along, this is all right?
That's exactly the way I want to do it, and let them take the credit for this, and we agree with this, and we'll broaden it, and we'll tighten up on the coverage, meet some of the points that have been made. The work here has already been done on that. Dirksen wants to see me on it tomorrow. I'm going to try to get with McCulloch today, if I can do it. McCulloch's a hard man to move. You know, he keeps procrastinating. He's hard to get with. But I don't dare work with anybody else, as I've told you, because...
Can Dirksen work with McCulloch?
Dirksen is doing that to some extent. He says his lines with McCulloch are good, and that he is doing that.
I would sure insist on that. Now, tell Ramsey... let's really get high behind this week on all of our appointments, even
right.
if you're wrong,
right.
even if I reject them, even if I don't pay any attention to them. Give
right.
me a sales pitch
right.
on everybody. Let's go into Wisconsin. And if that is your deep feeling, let me see it. Let me be prepared to knock it down
right.
with both of them. Do the same thing with your tax court, Lanahan here. Do the same thing with Texas. Find out what's going to happen on the circuit court. Tell him he and Barefoot and them put their stuff together. I called him and missed him this morning, so you just tell him. So
he's right here in my office.
All right, well, you just tell him that's what I wanted, just to go all out on getting me judged. Now, I never even got an acknowledgement from either Weisel or Benson. You reckon they don't know who appointed him?
I reckon they're young fellows and didn't know quite what to do with the president.
Well, Ramsey ought to know better
yeah.
than that. Tell him that nobody's ever appointed that doesn't come kiss me with a letter or a telegram or something. If no other reason, just, by God, it's a matter of humaneness.
Yeah.
You acknowledge your Christmas present.
I want to get those down because Jim Eflin hasn't reported out John Doerr, and I think he wants a cover on it.
Why haven't we got them down?
I don't know. It's probably our fault. Maybe we haven't prepared them. I'll check them.
But, let's just tell him, let's give me all the possibilities, and if he's got somebody that like Lanahan's tax court, give me one or two others.
Yeah.
Talk to Carol Fortas. She's a damn good tax lawyer,
yeah.
and she ought to have gone into some and gotten whipped by some of them
yeah.
and got her nose bloody. And tell Ramsey to call Waddy Bullion in Dallas. He's a damn good tax lawyer, the best man I ever saw, and I'd make him that in a minute, except he wouldn't take it. The second, he's had a little drinking problem in the past. And the third, I don't. He would Bullion.
Bullion.
I don't want. He's with Thompson Knight in Dallas, and he's a top tax man in North Texas. But a third, I don't want to text him. But talk to him and say, give me three or four of the best ones that you've tried suits with. He was in all these, Philadelphia, New York, and he's been their trial lawyer in the interim bureau.
Yeah.
Now, if you check the bureau, you want to check them about your surveillance. McNamara.
I have, Mr. President.
All right. Are they surveilling anybody on telephones?
No, sir.
All right, you will now. Have you looked at your list?
Yes, sir.
And you've got nobody that's questionable?
No, sir.
And McNamara said he doesn't do it. Is that what he told you?
Yeah, when I spoke to him last night, he was checking on it. I have not talked to him this morning.
Well, he told me he didn't do it. They just didn't have it. Now, I don't think we ought to stir up much trouble, I think we ought to be careful. I noticed the Times this morning got a story of what I'm sending to Congress on the
That's plan. My fault, Mr. President. I was trying to steer Tom Wicker away from the Communist Party type of thing a little bit. And I probably said too much.
Well,
but it was me that did it. I'm the guilty party there.
Okay. Goodbye.
All right, Mr. President.